Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I am very excited about this episode, actually, because I've been asking for ideas and feedback from all of you, and someone gave me a really good idea for an episode, because maybe I talked about it on here. I don't know if I did, but I did sort of declare 2024 is my year of yes. And so somebody had asked about, you know, just saying yes to things and maybe things that I had said yes to, if I was willing to sort of share some of those experiences and what it has felt like and what that looks like. And of course, obviously, I haven't done that like perfectly. And there are boundaries to, you know, what you should and should not say yes to. But I've just sort of been practicing this a little bit more, like whenever I get that pang, you know, when you get that pang of fear. I mean, it could be so much as just like an invite to do something socially, you know, or maybe fear is not the right word, but just like anxiety, something kind of kicks in that's like, oh, but it'd be so much easier or nicer to just sit on my couch in my sweats and watch my shows tonight, which, by the way, always my favorite thing to say yes to. But I've sort of been practicing the opposite. I've been trying to practice a little bit more the opposite of that, because I can be a hermit. If you know me, I can like just disappear. I'm why I'm doing this podcast. I am a huge fan of alone time, to the point where I think people sometimes wonder if I'm okay, but it truly is. It's just my thing. It's my special time for myself that I kind of, that's sort of where I dream. I did Craig Kilborn's podcast last week, and we were sort of talking about like what it is about, you know, when you're kind of by yourself. I think maybe I discovered this about myself when I started traveling solo. It's just not that, I mean, I love traveling with people too. I love being social. I love all of that as well. But there is something in it for me personally, when I'm alone, there is a like a deeper connection maybe to dreaming and wonder. And if we go even further with that, like clarity around, you know, what I want to manifest, or let's just say, you know what? I think all that can be summed up as like inspiration. So that's like how I feel. I get a lot of my inspiration, and I sort of fill the bucket, and I come back to life when I have these sort of moments where I recharge. How did I get on that? This is not about that. This was actually about like saying yes to stuff. This is sort of just giving a backstory, I guess, a little bit to who I am. And I do really well alone. I enjoy my own company. I enjoy Lioness's company, my dog. And so I have a tendency to get, I can find myself, I'll be like, oh my God, I have not been social in a week. You know, I haven't like accepted an invitation. One time when I was going through something really difficult, my therapist at the time, I can isolate like for real, big time, a heavy time. And she told me that every third day I had to accept an invitation of some kind, even if it was just a hike, even if it was just to, you know, hop on the phone with somebody and have a conversation. Anyway, so I sort of got, I became very aware of my own tendency to isolate and be alone too much during that time. And so I think going into 2024, I was, unfortunately, the start of 2024 was really intense in my life. And so it made it a little more tricky to be like, this is my year of yes. But you know, you can still find those moments even in the dark times and the hard times. And so I've been trying to do that. So a few things I've said yes to this year, I'm just going to like go into. One of them, and this is what it was so interesting, because the suggestion for this episode came up, and then I was offered a part in a short film that, you know, and I don't know that I've ever really been offered a part in a short film, or maybe I have, and on some level, my agent didn't tell me about it for some reason, or it just didn't like hit the radar or whatever. And lately I've been in a space of like, I want to see everything. This is on the acting front in my life. Like I want to see and hear about every single thing that pops up, comes up, you know, whatever. And so was offered this short film that is very dark and very cool. And I had this moment where I was like, you know, it was like a week away. I had a few things I had to sort of organize to like make it happen if I was going to do it. And when I read the script, it was like, oh, wow, this is so not something I'm usually seen for. This is something, I don't know, it's just a kind of a darker turn on something. And I loved it. Like, I was really kind of flattered and honored that this came my way. And I ended up just saying, like, I'm intrigued. So I picked up I have a little journal that, like, sits next to, on a little table next to my like, computer where I work and everything, my desk. And I was weighing out, I was thinking about this just because schedule-wise, I did have some things I had to move around. I'm like, am I going to move this around to, like, make this happen? I think I should. And I think I'm going to. And then I talked to her and she was so lovely. And then I opened this journal. I don't even know why. And it said 2024 year of yes. And I was like, right. And I've remembered this and I've forgotten it and I've remembered it and I've forgotten it. And this is my, like, so this is kicking off this episode, is the timing of the suggestion for this episode and then also what I just did. So now I've actually shot the short and I'm so glad I did. I worked with some incredible people. I don't know where this will go or what will happen with it, but it was just a very interesting day and something kind of dark and for me to play, which was new and interesting. And I just loved everybody involved. And that was like a year of yes for me, which was also a little bit of a fear because it was sort of, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone to do something a little bit different. And, you know, I always think that, like, oh, I want to do something a little different and I want to people to see me for this part or that part. And then here it was. And I did. I had that pang of like, can I do this? You know, you still have that like fear. Anyway, so rather than listening to that voice, I just said yes. And it was an incredible experience. And so that's like, I think what I'm sort of talking about with this year of yes. But it can be so simple too. Like I've had a couple of moments recently where I was like, thinking about things that we just have these things that we think about, like, oh, I want to do that, or I want to try that, or I want to take that class, or I want to learn about this thing. And time goes on and you're like, man, I never did that. I didn't. And I'm sort of in this space where, like, I want to have as few of those as possible in my life where I'm kicking myself about something. And so why not just see about it? So I started doing some research because, as you all know, I love wine. And saw that there's like a course. It's like a psalm course, but it's like it's a lot of time and it's a whatever. But I was like, you know what? Why don't I just do step one and then see how that feels? And like, we'll see. And so I was like reading about it. And then a friend of mine like knew the woman who's running it. And I was like, oh, this sounds like something I've like, why not? And also, why not? Anyway, so I did it. I signed up for it. I haven't done it yet. It's in 2 weeks, probably a week by the time this episode airs, but I'm very excited. I'm just, it's like an all, the first, I think the first round is just one day and then it goes into more and who knows what'll come of this. But it was something exciting lately that I was like, I am just going to say yes to, to taking this class. I'm a little intimidated. I feel like I know a lot about wine, but then when I get around people who know about wine, I realize how little I know about wine. And so I'm a little intimidated. And same thing. It's like, but I want to know about it. And I've been starting to have this like feeling of like the more you know. But like it's the not knowing and that I think causes us so much anxiety, as we all know. Like even when you're waiting on news about something, you can like almost like you can like deal when you have the news, but the in-between is like the waiting and the anticipation and all of that just kind of makes you go insane. Not that this is anything close to that. I don't even know why I made that reference other than just to say it all sort of falls in the category of like, you know, speaking on we're scared of things we kind of don't know or being scared of things we don't know or letting that fear keep us from doing something that we might truly enjoy because we're so afraid of what somebody else might think or we might not be the smartest one in the room or we, you know, whatever it is, all those voices. So yeah, and all that comes up for me all the time. So that was something else I said yes to, and I'm very excited about. Another thing that this is like the year of all of the irons in the fire and all of the throwing everything at the wall and seeing like what sticks. I've been lucky to be a part of something. But anyway, I'm doing this like animated show. I'm voicing this character in this animated thing that's very sweet. There are these animated shorts called Cool Cats. I've been posting about it a little bit. And I'm playing a very cute bird named Joe, and I adore her. And my dear friend, Shara, who is one of the producers, has brought me on as a producer because she knows that I'm very curious about this process and also the other side of the camera. And so I feel lucky. And another thing I just said yes to, it was like, voicing the character, I would say that's less of a, you know, fear. It's more of the, you know, jumping on these Zooms and having that moment where I'm like, what can I offer here? Can I offer anything? And she was like, you know, brought me in as this, you know, she said, I'd love for you to be on the producing side because of this, that, or the other. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And then I was like, oh shit, what do I know? Oh God, I don't know. And honestly, I have to tell you, being on the other side of these Zooms and creating an entire world. But the point is, like, I feel like right now I have so many little irons in the fire and so many little seeds that have been planted. And it's literally because I'm saying yes. I am actually starting to get a little overwhelmed, but I don't care because it's so fun because I keep learning things. I'm literally producing this animated thing. And then voicing one of the characters. I just did this short. They also brought me on as a producer as well as an actor in it. And someone else, I can't talk about this project yet, but somebody else, you know, sort of came to me knowing full well I have a very strong passion about a certain topic and was like, oh, I think, you know, we should do something in this space. This is an idea I have, and I want you to kind of be a part of it in some way. And I was like, okay, yes. Now it's like, oh shit, now I got to do it. And so it's fun. It's actually been lifting my spirits a lot, but it's also like, I've kind of learned, you know, I've talked about this before on this podcast, like you can course correct, you can change your mind. And so when it comes to like direction and, you know, I think I feel like every decision I make is somehow like life and death. And what if I make the wrong one? What if I say yes to something and I can't follow through? What if I say no to something and I regret it for the rest of my life? Like every single thing is like, oh my God, like some major thing. And what I've learned is like, I get so caught up on like in the steps, like I get overwhelmed. I'll get focused or obsessive. Anyway, I'll get overwhelmed by step 30 that I won't do step one. So what I'm trying to work on this year is just taking the step. I can say yes, and also I can, if at some point, feel, well, I'm still working on this because I, you know, but like, hey, I don't know that I'm the best fit for this, or I don't know if what, like, you can still change your mind. And this is what I feel like I'm learning just from doing this. And I'm not like suggesting everybody just go, yeah, say yes to everything. And I'm not even suggesting anybody do this. This is just sort of my thing of 24. And since you all wanted to, it was suggested an episode around this. I'm speaking about it, but everybody's in their own space with these kind of things. And if saying yes to taking a break and just resting and doing nothing for a little while is your yes right now, that's okay too. Like, and I believe me, that is what I've kind of learned as I've been saying yes to all of these other things. And now I have all these irons in the fire, and I'm like a person who is on Zooms all day, and I have like almost like a schedule that's that of a 9-to-5, which is crazy because I've literally been acting since I was 15 years old. So to switch gears and have this whole new kind of muscle, I'm working on a business side and then also kind of a creative side. I'm really enjoying it. Like I actually am really enjoying it. But with that, even my rest has had to be a little bit like different. So I've been saying yes to saying no. So my rest lately has been, it's been so necessary. I've even had to question like, wait, is it okay that I'm actually just like spending nights almost recovering from the day, because I feel like in a way I'm almost like learning a new language or something with like the way my workday looks now, as opposed to how it used to. But this is all from, I do believe, just like these things of saying yes. Anyway, so this is all within reason and all what works for you. But I'll tell another story too that was like more of like a social thing that, so going back to my alone time, I love to eat alone. One of my favorite things to do is to, you know, I take my phone. I love to do a crossword puzzle. I love to like read or catch up on emails. Sometimes I do that better when I'm just out having a meal. I'll sit at a bar, a place I know, sometimes a new place. And you never know. And it's usually just my time. It's very quiet. It's very like, don't bother me during this time because I'm really protective of my alone time. We've all been there. trying to fit everything we might need for a trip only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. With Base, there's no room. With Base, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip, no problem. Deciding between a few pair of shoes, bring them all with Base. Base was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator. So nice. Washable bags for your dirty clothes. Also nice. And interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors as well. And for the shorter trips, the Weekender bag. Oh, you guys, this Weekender bag. It's insane. It's super functional, and it even has a place to store your shoes separately. They literally thought of everything. There's a pocket on the inside for your laptop, so you don't have to like make sure you have your laptop case and all of that. There are extra pockets inside. It opens up and it like stays open. I don't know how to, I don't know if that makes sense, but like you open it up and it just stays. It's so nice. And the little zipper pocket on the bottom for your shoes is nuts. It's great. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in the cargo or the overhead. And Base, it has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting Base Travel, BEISTRAVEL.com/MeTime. Go to BaseTravel.com/MeTime for 15% off your first purchase. That's Base, BEISTRAVEL.com/MeTime. We're cat people, and we're proud of it. They say happy cat, happy life, right? And I don't know, something like that. But anyway, this episode is sponsored by Smalls. I love this company. If you're a listener of the show, you know that our foster cats cannot live without Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge and delivered right to your door. That's why veterinarians.org rates Smalls 10 out of 10. For ingredient quality, how nice is that? I've noticed that our foster cat's breath is so much better, their fur is much softer, and ever since, it's all because we switched to Smalls. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats across the U.S. After making the switch to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That is such a big deal. It's so much. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you even if your cat won't eat the food. How nice is that? Also, I love the confidence, and they should. It's so good. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/MeTime and use promo code MeTime at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you are going to find, but you have to use my code MeTime for 50% off. All you cat people listening, you won't regret this. One last time, promo code MeTime, 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And recently, I ended up having a conversation with somebody. I started talking to someone, and then where I would normally kind of be like, okay, this is enough. I'm going to I need to go back to my meal because I haven't had enough of my own time now. I don't want this person to invade my time. I was having such a nice time in the conversation. I kept going with the conversation. And then this person knew the chef who worked at the restaurant. And then the chef jumped into the conversation and we all started talking. And then the chef was like, oh, it's a holiday. It was like a Peruvian holiday, and he was Peruvian. And he was like, you know, I'm going to have a couple people over to sort of celebrate this holiday. You all are welcome to join. And I would like all 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, this is where I split. This is where I go home. And this night I didn't. And I ended up having such a nice time. And these people are still in my life. And it actually was also, by the way, disclaimer, I am not encouraging anyone to just talk to a stranger at a bar and then potentially go have drinks and like all of that. This was like enough of a connection of people I kind of knew. So I felt safe and okay. So that's number one, obviously. But I was almost kind of like, oh, that's so fascinating. I would never have done this. I ended up having such a nice time. And I know this is like not that big of a deal. I mean, you know, I'm sure people do this all the time. It's like, oh yeah, I met some people and then we all had drinks together and like whatever. I don't do that often. And it kind of just like maybe softened my, I don't know, what do I say? Not softened my heart, but made me a little more open in the world. That night made me feel a little bit more open because I've taken that lesson a little bit of like, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what a day is going to bring. And sometimes I have this thing where I'm like, well, I know what happens if I stay home. I know what happens if I don't leave the house. I don't know what happens if I go to this thing I was invited to. I don't know what happens if I make myself, my little Maggie, you've isolated for too many days or you've been a hermit for too many days, self, go to that restaurant and I love Peruvian food, have a meal and, you know, have a wonderful night and meet wonderful people. You know, these are the things like we don't know. And again, I am a huge fan. And I also think like I get just as much when I stay home and like I'll paint or have like a night to myself or whatever. But I don't know. So these are just some of my yeses. A new hobby, a dark role, an animated show that I am like, what am I doing on these Zooms? And these wonderful people have just included me in this little family that I, you know, I have no experience in really whatsoever. And yet I'm having an absolute ball and I love the creative process. And they've just been so lovely and so welcoming. And I'm trying to think of like, I mean, they're, I feel like these are happening more. Oh, the other week I had a day where I was like, I was going to take Linus with me on this trip I was going on. And the plans got changed. It ended up being more of a whirlwind and I couldn't bring him. Linus, my dog, for those of you who don't know. And I instead, because I had that plan, I was like, oh man, that would have been such a nice adventure. And I was like, wait, we can have an adventure here today. And I cleared my schedule as much as I could. And I was like, Linus, you want to have an adventure? Let's go. And we had our first like little adventure together where we went to the beach and ended up in this place, which is in Palos Verdes, which is very, very nice, called Terranea. And they're pet friendly. And it wasn't that far from LA, but it felt far enough that like we could actually go have a day and like be by the ocean and see pretty things and be in wonder. And he can like walk the trails. And like, backstory, Linus has been recovering from surgery since I adopted him. I love a purposeful rescue. God bless a purposeful rescue and all the work that they do and all of the help they've given to Linus and me. He had two knees that basically needed knee replacements. There, one was a little worse than the other. He also had a fractured pelvis. So he has been, you know, and it takes a long time to recover from these things. So he's been in some form of recovery since I've had him. And I see his little, like, he's so good. He is just the most precious little boy ever. But I see his, you know, like that he wants to go run and he wants to go play and be like a dog. But I've had to like keep him down so he can recover for so long, so long. And we're almost to that point where he can like go free and run and fetch and all the things and play with his doggy friends. He loves dogs, but he still got a little healing to go just because this other one was a bit more extensive and he's having a little longer recovery. But anyway, I just wanted him to get out and like smell grass. I live in an apartment building and it's in the city in LA and there's not a ton of grass around. And so I wanted him to have the grass and the dirt and the ocean and smell all the things. And oh my God, he had so much fun. And it was so last minute. It was so spur of the moment. We ended up staying there, but like we didn't even have to. It wasn't my plan. My plan was just to like take him on like a day adventure. And we had so much fun and it was so great. Anyway, that was like a spur of the moment, like just what the hell, let's have an adventure. And I literally called the hotel, asked if they take, you know, I kind of know they're dog friendly, but, and then got in the car, you know, maybe an hour later after packing up everything. It was like, let's just see what happens. Let's just see where we end up. Anyway, so that was another fun thing. I'm going to throw on my year of yes. But anyway, this year in 2024, I am definitely trying to be a bit more honest and vulnerable with where I really, because I think my actual personality is pretty blunt. And I don't know why I hide that. Maybe it's because I think people don't expect that from me. And I want to show up in the way that people expect me to show up because I want to please them or whatever. And so I feel like I feel like I'm definitely, this is an ongoing life thing. This is not something I'm like, I conquered it. I'm just saying this is something I'm working very hard on this year. And I feel like what has happened is I've been having more meaningful conversations and more kind of deeper relationships. And I've never been here before where I'm literally just saying like, I'm not in the best place. I'm having a bad week. I'm terrified. I have jumped into so many little worlds right now that I feel like, you know, I'm totally out of my comfort zone in so many ways. in my life right now that I sometimes feel like I'm walking somewhere between like, this is fun and also just sheer effing panic all the time. But I'm also like, I'm so curious where some of these things are going to go. I think I talked a couple of weeks ago. Okay, I'm just like, now I'm on all these other topics. But the point of year of yes. So I guess I'm also saying yes to just allowing myself to be as I am a bit more and be vulnerable, because it's really hard to do that. And it's really hard for me to do that. And it feels crazy sometimes to like, I feel like I'm learning some very intense lessons about myself in my 40s. And I say this a lot where I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm going through what a lot of people went through or go through in their 20s and 30s, but I feel like we're maybe just always doing it. And I'm just in a spot right now where it's like, I'm just really, really, really in it again. I'm in one of those like periods in my life where I probably will look back and be like, holy shit, this is where a lot of stuff changed and where I really got to know myself in a different way. So maybe that's just what it is. It's not like what people go through at different times. It's just we're all go through what we're going through as we're going through it, right? But yeah, I feel like I'm having this weird identity crisis learning experience at this point. And I'm kind of, I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to, this is what year of yes kind of means, is like just be open to that and seeing what comes. So anyway, that's it. That was my year of yes episode. But I want to hear all about yours. Like, what are some things you all have heard or said yes to? I'm going to do a social thing about this too. I want to hear about that, because it's so interesting to me, like just where everybody is. This is what I find so curious. I feel like I'm having this very cool, like what, diary entry basically, where I get to talk about this. But one of the things I love so much is hearing about other people and what that time is like for them and things they're saying yes to, because it inspires me. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Me Time, Year of Yes, Time of Yes. I want to also thank Tisha Campbell, who did Me Time last year. I was a little late to the game, but she said she did a year of yes. She was in a period of time that was a yes period of time for her. And it really, really inspired me. It just took me a while to get the, excuse me, but like balls to do it. So I'm doing it and it feels weird and good. And thank you all so much for listening. And maybe this will help inspire some of you all too, because you all inspire me. And if not, I hope you just enjoyed the episode. Okay, bye.